Shall we have a word of prayer? Our Father, we thank you again this morning for sparing our lives, giving us good health, making provisions for us to gather again in thy house this first day of the week. If time this day comes by, we remember, O God, that it was this day many, many years ago that you rose from the dead. Father, since that great sacrifice, supreme sacrifice that you made for mankind, you have made us to be beneficiaries of that great sacrifice, though our lives are never, never the same. We are very grateful. We have gathered again this morning, men, women, boys, girls of thy precious faith. We have gathered not unto ourselves, but unto thee, because you have promised we are two or three are gathered together in thy most wonderful and holy name. There you will be in the midst of them. Our prophet Father expatiated on that when you come into the midst of your people, you do not come as an onlooker. Neither do you come as a recording agent. You come to desire the needs of your children and to meet the same. Father, you are God, and you are God alone. Beside thee, there is none else. We all look unto you from the platform to the pews. We are all a needy people. Lord, as we have been taught that we are serving God of varieties, you created some tall, some fat, some short, some black, some yellow, some bow-legged, some K-legged, some straight-legged. That is how our needs, Lord, differ from person to person. But you are the one that supplied them all. So we are all looking unto you. Meet our needs again today. Those that are not yet filled with your spirit, we know there is no confirmation that they are in your program until you have given them that token. Lord Jesus, may you remember them today. Those that have already got that assurance, there is always more of you. May you take them to higher ground. Heal the sick and the afflicted in our midst. Glorify your name. Those already on their way, please breathe them safely, Lord, that all together we might share the blessings that you have in store for us today. We pray that while you are blessing your people, Father, don't pass any of us by. Forgive all our shortcomings. Let every sin come under the blood for your glory and for your honor. Give us the right kind of discernment. Your prophet told us our eternal destination all together rests upon what we see and hear. But the discernment that we have of what we see and hear, may we have the right kind of discernment. Thank you, our Master. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. God bless you. Good morning, church. Amen. Shall we turn our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 38? Our precious teacher has gone to Bakatari today for a fellowship. We pray the Lord will be with him. I use him as a channel to his people there. Amen. Okay. Isaiah chapter 38 from verse 1. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, Remember me now, O Lord, I beseech you, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. And I have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, "Go, I say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thee, unto thy days, 50 years. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. Amen and amen. Are we all happy this morning? Does our God answer prayer? You sure of that? We have always been saying that thus saith the Lord cannot fail, which is true. So this morning, I just want to speak briefly, being that our time is very limited, I mean to say, and I just want to say, speak on this subject, that God answers prayers. That is the topic I want to take. The reason why I read that place, Brother Abraham has always told us that prayer can change the mind of God. Amen. Isaiah was a noted prophet. He was a man that was known as a true prophet in Israel. It's not like the Gentiles that doesn't know who a prophet is. Amen. The Gentile doesn't know who a prophet is. That is why they listen to all kinds of trash and nonsense and rubbish, and they still back them up. Anybody that prophesies over there and it doesn't come to pass, they will stone him to death. Those days, so I'm not talking about this modern, what do you call it, democracy. The prophet said what was upon Isaiah was a cancer. And he didn't know. He thought it was just a boil. And he sent Isaiah to go and meet him and say, "Hey guy, set your house in order." You know, that is a whole lot of love for God to send a message to you and say, "Your time is up. Prepare to meet me." He doesn't do that to everybody. There are people that started with foolishness and they continue with rubbish and end up with nonsense. And God didn't care about them. We cannot thank God enough for the elect. All the blessings in these scriptures are for the elect. You talk about protection. The Bible, we are made to know that physical ties the spiritual. You see our men in position that we voted in power. Both men in House of Rep, the senators, the governors, the president, and whosoever, the ministers. Each time they are going out, they have escorts. Poo, 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 poo. Even if they meet very tight hold up, they want to jump over everybody. It's the protection of the people. To show you that a big man is passing. But the difference between us and them is that theirs is a show off. Ours is not a show off. But Abraham said every child of God had a band of angels that encamp him round. Plenty, you know. He said they are permanent. He said they don't go and they don't come. Where you sleep, they are there with you. You go to the toilet, they are there with you. You are driving, they are there with you. You are sleeping, anywhere you go, Other than rainfall or sunshine, they are permanent with you. But Abraham made a statement. He said, one angel, one, can destroy the whole world. You can see the type of security we have. You that fear witches, fear wizards. I don't know. I they fear you. With all this protection that God has told you, He has built around you. I am under the rock. The rock is higher than I. Jehovah, hide me. He hide me under the rock. We see those things. And we serve God under the blue. And we serve God under the blue. And we serve Him under the blood, where the devil can't do me no harm. We see God this, or do we have revelation of what we are seeking? Let me tell you one thing. Until God finishes with you, let the old witches, the old demons in hell hold a meeting against your life, they will fail. Because he that is in you is greater than their master, evil Satan. Do you believe that? Then how do you know these things and you are not happy? I don't know. If this thing doesn't make you happy, what will make you happy? And the Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. After that, there is going to be judgment. Isn't it? But the scripture tells us that you and me, we are passed from death unto life. We are not even coming to judgment. Eh? Hey, brothers and sisters, may God help us. When we talk about these promises of God, and you see somebody happy, you have wrong discernment. And you think it's proud. If you think I'm proud, shame on you. May God help us. I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing for what God has done for me. I am what God says I am. Hallelujah. I am what God says I am. Hallelujah. I am a winner. A winner. I am not a loser. Oh, I am what God says I am. Let the devil go to hell earlier than schedule. We are what we are by the grace of God. God bless you. Does God answer prayers? Amen and amen. Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you will die and not live. Your time has come. Immediately Isaiah left. You look. That man, Ezekiel, was a man of God. He didn't bother himself with Isaiah. You know, Isaiah was a messenger. A messenger carries the message. If you have any problem with the message, not with the messenger, you will have the one that sent him. Now you go to. Are you following me? Oh, man. He turned his face to the world. He said, Lord, we have read it. Have mercy on me. You know, I have walked with you with a pure heart. Brothers and sisters, can you have that kind of testimony? Are you walking with God with pure heart? Is your heart clean towards everybody? Do you say shalom to a brother and embrace him at the back? You say something else? What type of spirit is that? Definitely that will not be the Holy Ghost. Anything that the Holy Ghost condemns, he will never be guilty of it. We are not serving God of variableness. That's why the prophet said, the Holy Ghost will not behave in Brother Joseph and misbehave in Brother Matthew. It's not possible. God have a character. And that is why Brother Abraham preached the message, God is identified with his characteristics. Amen. A goat have character. A sheep have character. When you tell somebody you have goatish nature, if there is a reason for saying it, You have abused him seriously. Amen. Goat, very stubborn. Very, very unruly. Always disobedient. He be looking at you like this, you put food down. He be looking at your face. He's coming, he's looking at you, he's looking. He do as if he's going away. At the point, he just put his mouth on that food. You might hit him with a stick. Bah! Go say, man! You think he has gone away. Say, lie. Watch it. When he go a little, he'll be watching you to see whether you turn your face. Very stubborn thing. You look a sheep by nature. You know, do you know that God described you and me as sheep? Oh, hallelujah. He created them. You know their nature. Even when the Lord Jesus was using examples of a goat and sheep, he put goat for left. Now right, he put sheep. And it was the thief of the right that gets salvation. The one on the left was lost. So there is something about left-handed. May God help us. There are people that are left-handed. I'm not saying anything against that. But what I am saying is that there is a comparison. Blessed be his holy name. And as he was praying, God, I have served you with all my, with sincerity of heart. Let your heart be clean towards everybody. Of course, if you have the Holy Ghost, you do not have variety of way of dealing with people. But Abraham said, a man filled with the Holy Ghost love everybody. Not only the brethren. Love everybody. Because God is love. If you are born of God, you are born of love. That's why Brother Abraham told us that what Satan brought to this world is hatred. And what God brought is love. He that is born of God is born of love. You love everybody. God loves prostitutes. He only hates prostitution. He loves armed robbers. He only hates the work they are doing, armed robbery. You love everybody. Even those who treat themselves on the street as women, showing their female body to entice unconverted men. You love them. You say, oh, this is supposed to be a sister, but the devil has perverted her life. God, have mercy. You don't lust after her. God doesn't lust. God doesn't lie. God doesn't, he doesn't backbite. Amen. May God help us. God does not discriminate. You know, I know what I'm talking about. This one, Yoruba. This one, Igbo. This one, Kafacha. This one, what do you call him? Whatever. He created them all. Let me, for your information, if a full animal receives the Holy Ghost, he will act as you are acting. He will live as you are living. Because God does not vary. God bless you. And then the word of God came back to Isaiah. The message I sent you. You are a faithful servant. You have just delivered it. Go back. Go and tell him. I've seen his tears. I've heard his prayers. I will add 15 more years. Hallelujah. That is the one that have the final say about our lives. That's why we don't fear no man. As long as you know you are the will of God, move on. Criticism will come, you'll be persecuted, you may be misunderstood, they can plan against you, it will not work. It will not work. We see that song. Who have the final say? Jehovah have the final say. He have the final say about your life. Not what another man says. Not what Satan thinks. Not what demon says. Not what your enemy says. He has the final say. Whatever the enemy or whatever has planned concerning your life, it will be null and void. Jehovah said, 1,000 shall fall by this side, 10,000 this side. It will not come near thy dwelling with thy own eye. You will behold the reward of the wicked. Do you believe that? That is our God. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. God bless you. I say, God bless you. In most cases, things happen that are unexpected. Remember, we only met in church. You are a brother, I'm a brother. Shalom, shalom. God bless you, God bless you. Kosija and church. Shadua Kishamini. When you get to your house, how do you live? We are coming on that in the morning service. The life you live will influence your children. I will hammer it with all my heart today. In most cases, where children go wild and doing things that they are not supposed to do, you begin to lament. Have you checked your life? What type of influence do you leave for the children? Can you say, this thing you are doing, you didn't see in me, you didn't see it in me and your mother? Can you say that? They are watching you. God bless you. We are talking about God answers prayers. One time, Herod just carried Saul. He killed Brother James. Normally, when somebody is killed for no just cause, except the law of the land condemns somebody, everybody's supposed to be sad about it. But the religious people, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians, and the rest, they were happy because they were against Jesus and his disciples. Where Herod saw that he pleases the people, so now they're happy, he went ahead and carried Peter, put him for prison. Two chains, now they put for a leg. Two soldiers stand with him as if it is the most sinful person on earth. And he did not commit no sin. Amen. He didn't commit no crime. They were waiting that whether it was is it Sabbath day or whatever. Well, yeah. So when that is over, they will come and take care of him. But God has asked prayers. The saints all over the place, they started pray, God, don't allow it to happen. He said, he came to the prison. He did ask the warder to open the door for him. He's master of all situations. He just came into the place. He know where. He did ask, where did you people, which room do you put Peter? He know the place. The prophet said, your talk speaks louder in heaven than your words. The thing you are thinking. That is the God that we serve. So always entertain clean thoughts. Don't allow rotten thoughts to pass through your heart. Because the all-seeing eye watches you and sees them. Amen. He went straight where Peter is. He just tapped Peter. When he tapped Peter, the chain they put for his leg. They all fall down. He didn't need to ask of key. The soldiers that they were guiding Peter, they were sleeping like dead men. Say, Peter, follow me, Ojere, don't mind them. He just came out of the place as he was going. He get to the gate of the city. The gate, before he reach the gate, the master is coming. The gate open. Glory to God. That is your God. That is my God. He promised to be with us until we meet with him in the air. God bless you. That is why the Bible asks a question. If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can be against us? He's wasting time. He's wasting his effort. Blessed be God forever. We are talking about God that answers prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you one thing. Many people pray, they don't even expect God to answer. If you pray, you are not expecting the answer. You are prayer miss. You have do bodily exercise. Because the scripture says, whatsoever you desire, sir,
where you ask in prayer, believe you have received, and then you shall have it. Let us always be in expectation after we have prayed. Why the brethren were praying in John Mark's house? Hey, oh Lord, don't allow Peter to be killed. Please do something about it, Lord. Peter had been released already. He came to the gate. They all heard the knock. Sister Rhoda, where there? He said, who is he? He heard the voice of Peter. With joy, he didn't open the gate. She ran to the bed. He said, hey, stop praying. Stop groaning. Stop praying. Peter had been released. He's at the gate. They say, you are mad. You are stupid. Maybe it is his angel. What were you praying for? Is it not that this man should be released? God has asked her prayer. You don't even believe. People like Martha, they plenty. When Jesus came to a place of Lazarus, after I had been buried 4 days, he said, remove. May God help us. Martha had earlier said, Master, if you were here, our brother would not have died. We know, even now, whatever you ask God, he will do it. Much it is sweet to say things. When it comes to believe it, now another thing. He said, your brother will rise again. He said, you know, you taught us Bible class the other time about the general resurrection. Jesus said, you are postponing it. I have the resurrection and the life. Whosoever believe in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. He said, do you believe this? He said, remove the stone. This is somebody that I've just said, I know whatever you ask God, God will do it. Remove the stone and say, Master, hold on. This is the 4th day. It must be smelly or you will spoil the earth because epidemic. Where is your faith? When they remove the stone, oh, hallelujah. He said, no, I'm only talking because of the people that gather here. Thank you for hearing me. I know you hear me always. Lazarus, come forth. A man that was already rotting 72 hours. Hey, brothers and sisters, corruption have set in. Lazarus came out. Hail and hearty. This is somebody, they remove blood from his body, remove water from his body, pop chemical, what they call ebami. All that the body have need of. Lazarus, come forth. The whole body need was, oh man, our God is our God. He's the only God that there is. No other God beside him. He's the Alpha of our life. He's the Omega of our life. It's the genesis of our life. It's the revelation of our life. There is nothing to fear. All is well. When you are on top of the mountain, all is well. If you have a cause to come to the deepest of the valley, all remain well. It's a good day. It's a bad day. It's a rainy day. It's a sunny day. All is well. God bless you. You remember Paul and Silas? Okay. A demon-possessed girl was crying after them. These are the servants of the Most High God, teaching us the way of salvation. She so much do it until it grieved Paul. He turned around. He said, hey, come out of her. You are clean spirit. When those who own her find out that the instrument of their gain has gone, they catch Paul, they catch Silas, put them in the prison. What have they done? Look, they were not complaining in the prison. You that is a complainer. Children of God, they don't complain. The Bible says, be careful for nothing. In all things, with prayers and supplication and with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. That's what the Bible says. We don't complain. We don't. You see some people, even to greet them, say you'll be afraid. whether they be offended when you greet them, because they just spoil eye as if the whole trouble in the world is over their head. Rejoice, have the Lord rejoicing. Praise the Lord, appreciate Him for what He has done for us. We are passed from death unto life. We are not coming to no judgment. We were judged when we were in Christ. Blessed be God forever. Where the, you know, people always tell me, "Wakpefu, mashami, emi mashami, amio, boyamope, boyamope." I know where I am going. Amen. Boyamope, boyamope. Where I am going is certain. You need that revelation. You need that revelation. It takes only the Holy Ghost to give it to you. So in the midnight, He said of Paul and Silas to be complaining. No, not Paul and Silas. They were having fellowship, worshiping the Lord. They were singing praises unto God. He so much praised God. And God doesn't do anything for doing sake. It's because the jailer was a seed of God. And that was the day appointed that he must come home. An earthquake struck, opened all the doors of the prison. When that happened, the jailer carried a sword, wanted to kill himself, thinking that the prisoner have escaped. Paul said, "Hey, do thyself no harm, we are all here." Hallelujah. They were not complaining. If it were you, would you not have said, "Hey, he's going to kill himself now, he has carried sword, make him kill himself, now he put us here, what will we do?" Say, "Hey, don't do yourself no harm. Love your neighbor as yourself." Amen. Anything that God says His children should do, God give them ability to do it. Do you know some people don't believe that we can be perfect? Jesus was not wasting His saliva when He said, "Be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Because He knew He was going to change our nature at the new birth. That is why Brother Brown told us that our perfection is in Christ. Once you are in Christ, you are perfect in the sight of God. I may not be perfect. You may find a lot of excuses to prove that I'm not perfect. Because of your love for me or hatred, whatever you have. Not in the sight of God. Once you are in Christ, in the sight of God, you are perfect. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. The jailer was converted at his house. Prayer. You talk of prayer, we are talking about prayer. What prayer can do? It can change the mind of God. We have started an example. Brothers and sisters, how much do you pray? But Abraham said, prayer is the breath. It's the breath of the nursery of a believer. We don't go to school to learn how to pray. We learn how to pray by praying. Then you will become part and parcel of you. Amen. Amen. God bless you, church. Does God answer prayers? Oh, yes, sir. He answers prayers. When this election that had just been done was coming, the saints were praying, "Oh God, we don't want bloodshed. We know it's God that raises up king and pulls them down." That's what the Bible says. We don't know what's going to be anything. Finally, like joke, the election finished. The petty people say he will never reject. He's a crook. He's a tout. He's a agbero. He's a cocaine pusher. Finally, they are swearing him. You know, he's the chief commander of Nigeria Armed Forces. As at now, I don't know of tomorrow. Are you following me? The duty you have as a Christian, the Bible says, pray for the people in authority. That we might live a peaceable life. If there was curfew now, we will not be here. Pray for the men. I remember when we were campaigning for Buhari. They said, "Say Baba. Say Buhari. Buhari alone. Show Tishe. If there is any Government has failed the country. It's Buhari's government. You put people in for office for 8 years. You are not even checking whether they are performing or nothing. You are going to Daura now, you are apologizing. Apologize for 8 years? 8 years of backwardness, you are apologizing? Now, so easy to take apology. To make matter worse, you told us that every year you will be doing one refinery. The existing refinery didn't repair. It didn't do one. He came out to make matter worse to say that all his electionary campaign, he has promises, he has fulfilled all. Me, I said, talk to the best in the air. Who will go and challenge him? When Obasanjo was leaving office, we were not having penny. We didn't owe anybody. The money you owe now, that Buhari has borrowed, till Jesus returns, you can't pay finish. To make matter worse is that where did the money go? Nobody can ask. We know that it is not possible for government to run government without borrowing money. U.S. is one of the most indebted countries in the world. But when they borrow the money, they put it in the economy. That's why like in U.S. you cut 2-3 jobs if you have the stamina. You do one in the money to 12, you can take another from 12 to 3, you can take another 4 to, if you have the stamina, the jobs are there. But here, since how many years is this? We are graduating, we are graduate to the streets. University at the backyard of every house, private and government. How the people will be employed? Nobody talk about it. Power! Electricity. Most of the companies that were there, go and find that they are in Ghana. Ghana, yeah, Ghana. I'm not a politician. We are talking about God answers prayers. Pray for the people in authority. Pray for yourself. Pray for your children. Pray for yourself that the behavior and the attitude of your children is not as a result of what they learn from you. If it is, you have a question, you have a case to answer before God. Shall we bow our heads? Father, we just want to thank you for this little time. You have taught us we should be careful for nothing. We should not be troubled. We should not be worried over anything. You said, in everything, with prayers and with supplications and with thanksgiving, we should always give thanks unto you and let everything be known unto you in prayers. Father, you answer prayers. Every one of us sitting here, we all have testimonies of answers to prayers. Even my little self, that your grace has saved, that I'm talking now, I'm an answer to prayers. Where the enemy thought that was the end of it, you always have the final say. That is why we should not bother ourselves on what the enemy says. Because including the enemy, he has a right to say whatever he wants to say. It's a title to his opinion. But we thank you because you are the one that have the final say about every one of us. Thank you, our Master. Whatever is our problem, whatever is our needs, physical, material, financial, spiritual, help us not to worry. Worry has no virtue. Help us to commit all our ways unto you. We say we should cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. We pray for the people in authority. Lord, put the fear of God in their hearts, that they might serve the masses. Oh God, with the resources that you have graciously placed in this land, how they will not just be mindful of themselves alone. Thank you, our Master. We leave the rest of the services into your hands. May they be a blessing, Lord. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Shalom, sir. Shalom, sir.